This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
So hello and welcome to another amazing show here. I'm super pumped and excited about having our special guest here today. His name is Dan Searle. Dan is actually from South Australia in Adelaide. And Dan, you've got a really phenomenal story. And not only that, you've been through a huge transition in your life. Hey, give us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. I'm Dan. I'm an expert in transition. I have been through, like I said, a big transition in my last 10 years of my life, especially in the last 2 years. The transition from being a worker in fly and fly industry in Australia, from moving from that into a new career, a new path as being a professional speaker and an expert in my field.
Hey, give me a little bit more of an idea. Fly in, fly out. What exactly is that?
Yeah, fly in, fly out is it's basically an industry where you fly in and out of remote locations all over Australia and international as well.
So this is like the mining industry? Yeah,
mining, oil and gas type industry, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what exactly were you doing out there in these remote sites?
What I was doing is I was a construction worker on site, some big projects. So at the last one, which was a Barrow Island off the coast of WA, which is a little island. You know, you can't really see the map, it's that small. That's how remote these things
and
are.
And so this island isn't a resort island. It's not where there's lots of resorts and lots of nice beaches and lots of nice girls or anything like that, no?
I wish. Okay. This place, you couldn't even go on the beach in certain times. You couldn't go in the water at all.
Why not?
Because it was a nature reserve. So basically there was no access to the beach during turtle season, which was November to March.
Yeah, right.
You couldn't go on the beach at all. So basically you were confined to this, basically a prison, because that's what the design of the camp actually was made up on, a prison. So the design was had a moat around it as well, as to stopping other animals and stuff getting into the camp. Yeah.
It does sound a little bit like a prison. Hey, tell me, so what, yeah, you're sleeping in bunk beds. Did you actually get a nice room? Give us more of an idea of what this was like. And also, how long were you out there at a time? Was it 3-4 days at a time, or was it a couple of weeks? Like, give us more of an idea of what fly in, fly out is, and what type of, you know, how many hours were you doing each day?
Yeah, bunk beds were what we had. There was a bunk, top bunk, bottom bunk. Being that I was a day shift, I would be on the bottom bunk. I should be on the top bunk. But basically, yeah, it was just a room with a bed. There was a desk there to do a bit of study, whatever on. There was a cupboard for our clothing and a little bathroom. That was sort of our home. And that was home for 26 days straight. 10 hour days every day.
And that's 10-hour work days.
Yes, yeah. That's not.
And that's every day, seven days a week. 7 days a week for 26 days in a row.
Yes.
Why do you want to do this? Like, why would you anyone want to do this? It sounds like a prison.
Yeah, it literally was a prison. That's where I was trapped. That's why I did it, because I wanted the money, and I thought that.
And apparently, it's pretty good money. Yeah.
The money is really, really great. It is really impressive, the money we get. But
is it worth it?
Exactly. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
I thought it was, because I was in the mentality that life is about money, and about money can buy you happiness, but it doesn't always do that.
How do you mean? What do you mean it doesn't always do that? Because most people are under the impression that, you know, if I get lots of money, then I'm going to be happy. Yeah. Isn't that right?
That's the idea, yes. That money actually is designed to give us happiness, but it doesn't. It didn't for me anyway. I personally wasn't fulfilled with all the money. I'd go out and I bought a flashy ute. That was my car that I loved driving. That and my WRX. I just love those cars.
But need for speed, yeah?
Need for speed. I love driving fast. I love my fast cars. But I wasn't fulfilled, because I was missing out on life at home. I was missing out on the birthday parties. Missing out on all the holidays. Missing out on all of the things that everyone in life takes for granted.
What truly matters. You know, it's interesting, hey, you know, trying to have that balance between earning lots of money, but also having a life with your loved ones, etc. So how did you navigate that? And how do you do it now? Like, what? Like, now you don't work at all and you just spend time there? Or, like, how did you get yourself out of that rat race of earning all this money, now not earning it? Or are you?
I am still earning nice money, yeah. But a lot of things triggered it for me. One of them was my partner. She said to me, she struggled with me being away all the time. Being from New Zealand herself, she couldn't actually talk to me all the time when she wanted to. She'd be going through bouts of depression up and down, being that she wasn't at home with her family.
That would have been tough, mate.
That was tough for her.
For any guy to go through that and knowing that your loved one, your best friend, your future wife,
yes,
you know, is there at home and she's suffering and you're not there with you. That's tough.
It is. It's a sense of loneliness, not only for me, but for her as well. Everyone there was lonely. And she was a big inspiration for me, a big turning point for me. And there was also one time I remember that my dad actually messaged me on Facebook chat one day. And he asked me, son, when are you coming home? And to me, that made me realize that there was not just me being affected by what I was doing, it was my family and my friends as well.
All right, Dan, that's really powerful. So you say that you're a transition expert. And so does that then mean that, how did you transition? And for people out there that really want to transition in their life, you know, we all want to transition. You know, sometimes we are stuck, right? And we need to get out of that. How do we do that? Yeah. And how did you do that?
That's a great question, Sam. Basically, what I did is I found myself a network at that place I was at working that actually were interested in furthering their life and furthering their careers. So we basically grouped together and we all got ourselves involved in investing and looking at other ways to use our money wisely, because there's a problem in fly and fly out that everyone in fly and fly out thinks of the money and they just go and blow it. Mm. And they go and buy all these things. And that's what I did for 5 years. I wasted money for 5 years.
And then you transitioned.
And I transitioned. I went to a seminar. Seminar got me thinking about a lot of things.
Suggest other people to go to seminars to help them transition?
Yeah.
Would you suggest for other people that if they want to go from where they are today to where they want to be, go out and get some help, get a coach, go to a personal development, go to Tony Robbins? Like, what would you recommend?
That's helped me. I would suggest anyone who might be struggling in life, that personal development in yourself is never a bad thing. Mm. That spending money on you, on yourself, on your mind,
right,
on your body, all that stuff is never a bad investment. Right.
If you had three things to help anyone at all out there to transition in their life, what would that be? What is it? Go to a seminar and allow yourself to be coached, get unstuck. Like, what are three things that'll really help you, that can really help anyone at all out there to transition from where they're stuck to where they really want to be? Give us an idea.
I think the biggest thing is actually to have this conversation with yourself. That, am I really happy with where I'm going right now? Am I fulfilled?
Yeah. Get serious about yourself. Yeah.
Make a decision with yourself. Am I really enjoying and living the life that I really want to live?
Right.
Because a lot of people out there, they just go through the motions. Mm. And they get out of bed in the morning and look at their alarm clock and they think, oh no, time to go to work again.
Great. So then you've made that decision. I don't want to be where I am. What's the next thing?
Next thing is look around, open yourself up and try and look within and see actually what values you have, core values you have. See, for me, my core value was with family and freedom.
Yeah.
That was the big thing for me. So that's where I decided to look for something that could give me the flexibility to actually spend time with family, friends, and do what I love doing. It's just travel. I love travel. Awesome. I love it.
And then the third thing is that now ready to take action. What's the last thing?
That last thing is actually taking that step out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Out of your bubble that you've been living in for however many years.
You
need to take that first step out and actually open yourself up to learning new things.
Right.
To really change your life.
So there we heard it. We heard it from someone that's had a huge transition in their life from where they were to where they are now. So give us a snapshot. What do you do now, Dan? How do you earn money?
Right now, I invest in the stock market. I trade shares as a sort of a short-term, daytime trader.
Yeah.
Develop property as well. Property is a big thing of me. I've always loved property.
Wow.
Now I've taken the next level to actually investing and building houses.
That's fantastic.
It's a phenomenal feeling when you see something go from nothing to a full house in just a few months.
Dan, that is amazing. That is just awesome. Hey, give us an idea. What do you love doing in your spare time? Like, what's your third space? We have this thing which is called third space, right? Which basically means outside of work, outside of your home, what do you do to recharge your tank? And what's your third space?
My third space is meditation. I love meditation. It's something I've just learned now. The meditation is great to sort of recharge and relax yourself and enjoy just the moment that you're in and sort of shut off and then just be who you are.
That's great.
I love that. And golf.
You're a golfer.
I'm a terrible golfer. What's terrible, but I love playing it.
Wow. What's your handicap?
I don't have one.
That's awesome. All right, Dan. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show. But before you go, we have this thing at the end of each one of our shows, which is called 10 Questions in 60 Second Challenge. Do you accept this challenge?
Yes.
Let's go. All right, Dan. Great. Fantastic. So just the first thing that comes into your mind whenever you hear this question. So, Dan, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Anything. Vegan. Anything vegan.
Vegan. Yeah, yes. You're a vegan.
That's another topic.
And you've got, he's got vegan shoes.
Yes. And a vegan belt.
And a vegan belt.
Yes.
And is that a vegan beard or no? Yes. All right. Oh, wait. Great. The time is, all right. So favorite celebrity?
Jason Statham.
Oh yeah. He's the man. He's the
it
man.
It does us bald men proud.
Favorite actor?
Him.
Him. Yep, Jason Statham.
Or Steven Seagal.
Oh, it's Steven Seagal, yeah. Oh, yeah, come on. Favorite professional speaker?
You.
Oh, thank you. Favorite book?
Simon Sinek, Start With Why.
Oh, totally. And his TED Talk is awesome.
His TED Talk is amazing.
Favorite movie?
Oh, that's a tough one. TED, the movie.
Oh, TED, the teddy bear one. Oh, that's a naughty one. Favorite city?
Melbourne.
Yes. Sorry,
love,
I think it's Sydney.
Love coffee in Melbourne.
Favourite drink?
Coffee. With almond milk.
Almond milk, coffee. Favourite pizza topping?
Anything without cheese now.
Without cheese?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, and Dan Searle, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
A cheetah.
A cheetah? Why a cheetah?
Fast.
Go fast.
Fast. I love fast.
So guys, thank you so much, Dan Searle, for welcoming me here. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Searle. We'll see you guys in the next episode.